今天经文在马太福音19章1到11节，在这里替大家攻读。耶稣说完了这些话，就离开加利利，来到犹太的境界约旦河外，有许多人跟着他，他就在那里把他们的病人治好了。有法利赛人来试探耶稣，说：人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗？耶稣回答说：那起初造人的是造男造女，并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这经你们没有念过吗？既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神所配合的，人不可分开。法利赛人说：这样摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书，就可以休他呢？耶稣说：摩西因为你们的心硬，所以许你们休妻，但起初并不是这样。我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。门徒对耶稣说：人和妻子既是这样，倒不如不娶。耶稣说：这话不是人都能领受的，唯独赐给谁，谁才能领受。
谢谢。You know, we know this is a controversial issue because we have experienced it personally.
我们知道这个离婚再婚的议题是很具争议性的，我们教会尤其是过去有经验。
And therefore, I know it's a sensitive subject.
我知道这是一个很敏感的议题。
The message is not meant to judge anyone.
这个信息主要的目的不是要来论断谁。
But it is to bring out what the Bible really is saying.
但是我们是在来到圣经的面前来看看圣经是怎么说的。
And in particular, our church dealt with it because we were dealing with it because of the office of a pastor too.
我们教会自己也是感同身受，因为过去有这样子处理的一些经验。
You know, it was after a year of teaching and discussion on the board level.
我们经过一年在这个长执会的讨论之后。
And we found that all the board members all have a different position and ideas.
发现长执会所有的人都有不同的看法。
And we can never come to an agreement.
要达成一个共识是不可能的。
And so the issue was then handed to the pastors by the 2017 board to deal with.
所以这个议题就2017年的时候就交给牧师。
And so Pastor Glenn and me, what we did was we came up with a working policy for the pastors.
潘牧师和林牧师就一同的讨论来定一个施行的政策。
Because we don't want to be found contradicting each other in how we serve God in this church.
因为我们必须要彼此来互相的来配搭，不能彼此来相违背。
And so in 2017, we presented to the board this policy of the pastors.
我们在2017年的时候，我们向长执会报告我们的决定。
And it was adopted and approved.
建议被接受了，并且许可了。
And 2018, we actually presented it to the lay leaders of the church.
在2018年的平信徒领袖会议，我们也报告了。
And so on Mother's Day and Father's Day, I started a series on God's design for marriage.
在母亲今年母亲节和父亲节，我讲了神对婚姻的心意。
That was my first message on this series called The Foundation of Marriage.
这是一个一系列的主题我是要讲这个婚姻的基础。
And the series is God's design for marriage.
这个主题是神对婚姻的设计。
And so this morning I'm going to begin with the controversial subject on divorce and remarriage from Matthew 19.
所以我今天要讲这个比较具争议的题目，就是离婚和再婚，从马太福音来看。
And I had Deuteronomy 24 verse 1 to 4 printed for you because this is the backdrop of the discussion.
我也印出了申命记第24章1到4节，因为这个就是背景。
Then we will look at 1 Corinthians 7 in the next message, and then I will finish off with the application of all that we learned from these passages.
我们也看到马太更多前书七章这个也是讲到保罗他对于离婚再婚的看法。
But let me start off with this, that there are actually two questions that were raised by the Pharisees.
所以我们这边看到回到经文，我们这边看到法利赛人其实有两个问题。
And the context was that they were testing Jesus.
他这个背景是法利赛人想要试探耶稣。
And so this first questioning actually is in two parts.
这个第一个问题其实是两个层面的问题。
First is it lawful to divorce one's wife?
一开始是说这个啊、这个跟妻子离婚是合不合法的。
And can one divorce his wife for any reason or for all kinds of reason?
另外就是说是什么原因都可以啊、休妻吗？
And Jesus' answer was, haven't you read?
耶稣的回答一开始说你们难道没有读过吗？
And what he meant was, have you read the Pentateuch?
你们有没有读
Genesis?
你们有读过摩西的五经？
That at the beginning, God, the Creator God, made them male and female, and for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become flesh.
耶稣回答说：“那起初造人的是造男造女，二人成为一体。这经你们没有读过。既然如此，夫妻不再是二人，乃是一体。所以神所配合的人不能分开。
So they are no longer two, but one flesh. And what God has joined together, let no one separate.”
两人成为一体啊、神所配合的人不可分开。
And Jesus' answer pointed them back to the original intent of God for marriage.
耶稣的回答指向了神对婚姻原本的心意。
And he said very clearly that marriage is between a man and a woman.
这边讲到是婚姻是一夫一妻。
And so, when he gave their reply, the Pharisees were not happy with the answer.
这个听到耶稣这个答案之后呢，法利赛人他们不满意。
So the second question, they asked was, why then the Mosaic law permitted husbands to divorce their wives?
他们回答说，他们就问说，接着问说，这样摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书就可以休她呢？
And we know that Jesus says that, you know, in the beginning, it's not like that.
耶稣他的意思是说，一开始神的设计心意并不是这样的。
But God allows it because of the sinfulness of your heart.
但是神允许是因为他们心里的罪。
And so, what is Jesus really saying? Has he answered their questions?
耶稣到底在这边有没有回答他们的问题呢？
And most of us are, you know, even when reading this, cannot really concretely find the actual answer that we read.
我们读这段经文的时候，能不能得到我们想要知道的答案？
And so we come up with other scriptures to support our views.
我们就看其他圣经其他记载啊，这个有关的经节。
But before we go to other scriptures in the future, I want to point out is that the reason for all these different views is because of our approach to scriptures.
我想要先指出说，我们不同的看法很多时候是源自于我们对经文不同的方式解读方式。
When we come to interpret the scriptures and apply the scriptures, there are two ways that usually people goes.
通常有两种方式，人们看这个经文，然后做出一个结论。
Legalistically and literally.
就是一开始是一个律法，或是照字面上来解释。
And then the other way is liberally and you introducing our own modern ideas on the subject to interpret the text.
第二个方法就是用自由主义，就是按照自己的意思来解释。
And interpretation of scriptures is not just the context, because we always think that the context is important. Yes, it's important, but what do you mean by the context?
我们圣经的经文当然很重要，但是我们也需要它能知道它的内容和背景。
And we always conclude that context is just the intent of the writer, the word itself, how it's written or said. And so we just deal with the literalness of the word.
很多时候我们就太过重视在这个经文他自己写下什么字，然后看到这个经文，我们来解这个经文。
But we overlook that in context, there is a history, there is a custom, there is a culture, and there are also societal laws and practices of that time it was written.
我们也必须要同时要想到说，在这个经文里面也包含了当时的历史、习俗、文化啊，甚至法律。
And the literal and legalistic approach result in looking at breaking the marriage vow as tantamount to losing one's salvation.
在律法照字面解释来讲的话，离婚是失去可以救，是让你失去救恩的。
Although we don't say it, but the way we think about it, the way we express ourselves, it is as serious as that.
虽然这个经文上面我没有办法指出哪一点，但是我们在很多的解释上面是往这个方向来解释的。
When Jesus himself had once said in Luke that at the resurrection, there is no one getting married in heaven.
在路加福音耶稣指出说我们复活的时候人不嫁也不娶。
Sorry, it's Matthew 22, sorry.
马太。
And in the message, the foundation, in my first message, the foundation of marriage, I say that God meant marriage for us to enjoy and to populate the earth.
在我一开始，在婚姻的基础的时候，我讲到说，神设立婚姻是让我们能够享受，并且在地上生养众多。
And it's so lifelong.
而且是一生之久。
But then I also say that God also allowed for divorce because of this reason that Jesus gave, man's hardened or sinful heart.
但是神也允许离婚，因为人的心刚硬。
You know, one of the problems why we have this different view is also because when we come to scriptures,
我们有这样不同的看法，是因为我们看到经文的时候，
we come with this idea that to look for an excuse or a way to justify our actions.
很多时候我们来读解经的时候，我们是要找到，是要为了要找到一个合理化我们行为的一个借口。
You know, an excuse to get out of a bad marriage.
我们要找一个借口来离开一个不好的婚姻。
But if that's our starting point, we are wrong.
如果这是我们出发点，我们就错了。Because
God's intention for any law is so that we will not sin against Him and not sin against one another.
神设立任何律法的目的是不要让我们不要对他犯罪，也不要彼此犯罪。
And the reason God gave this permission to Moses is because God does not want that couple in that bad marriage to continue to sin against one another and against God when they sin against each other.
神在摩西律法许可的离婚是为了让彼此避免互相伤害，或是因为互相犯罪。
And that's why Jesus says, because of the hardness of your heart.
所以这边耶稣就说，这是因为你们的心刚硬的关系。
And so to approach the scriptures just looking for an excuse is wrong.
如果我们心存着要找在圣经里面支持自己的论点的话，的出发点就错了。
But scriptures teaches us how to live out God's will in our life.
读经文应该是说我们要怎么样在我们生命里面活出神的意志。
You see, the Jews also had this problem.
犹太人同样也有这样子的问题。
Because in the Jews, there's two rabbinic schools that have different interpretation of Deuteronomy 24.
犹太人有两个拉比学院，他们对于这段的解释有不同的看法。
The Shammai and the Hillel, or Hillel.
有沙麦学院和希勒尔学院。
You know, the Shammai are more conservative.
沙麦学院是比较保守的。
They say divorce is only allowed for very serious reason.
离婚是非常非常严重的原因才能够离婚。
The Hillel says that, you know, you can divorce your wife for any reason you like.
希勒尔学院认为说任何的原因都可以离婚。
So if your wife burned your dinner, you can actually divorce her.
如果你太太把饭烧焦了，你就可以跟她离婚。
Okay, and I'm sure you heard this before.
当然我们之前也有听过。
And actually, the Pharisees actually were more towards, or they were more influenced by the Shammai.
法利赛人是被沙麦学院影响的比较多。
So they're actually conservative.
所以他们是很保守的。
So actually, Jesus' answer, they could accept it.
所以耶稣一开始的答案，他们大可以接受。
But they didn't.
但是他们没有接受。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because their motives was to test Jesus, trap him into saying something that will get him in trouble with one of either side.
因为他们的动机是要试探耶稣，让他回答一些问题，让他自己陷入麻烦。
You know, motives are very important.
动机很重要。
And that's why when we come to the scriptures with this motive to find a justification, it is wrong.
所以我们当我们动机查这个经文，动机是要来合理化我们行为的话，这就是错的动机。
And then we read our own meaning into the text.
就把我们的自己的意思投射在这个经文里面。
And then if you read Jesus' answer, Jesus says, what God has joined together, let no man separate.
耶稣回答说神配合的人不可分开。
You actually go to Genesis, this statement is not there.
我们回到启示录这个对不起，创世纪这段经文并不在里面。
So what is Jesus doing?
耶稣这里什么意思呢？
Jesus is making a conclusion.
耶稣这边是做一个结论。
How he understand the heart of God.
这就是他了解神的心意的回答。
And that's why he concluded that marriage is for life.
他说婚姻是一生一世。
And divorce was never intended in the first place.
离婚一开始都不是神的预备之一。
And so if you go into marriage thinking that, you know, if it don't work out, you can leave, you are wrong.
如果我们一开始结婚的时候就心里想说如果说没有不合就分开的话，这个是错的开始。
And so the Pharisees was not happy with the answer because their intent is to trap Jesus.
法利赛人他们不满意耶稣答案，因为他们想要这个陷害耶稣。
So their second question is, why then did God give Moses the permission to let us divorce?
他们接着问题就是说，为什么摩西吩咐给妻子休书就可以休她呢？
And if you read the Deuteronomy 24 that is printed for you, you'll find that it is the man who gives the certificate of divorce.
我们看到生命记里面的话就知道说这个男人可以丈夫可以写休书交给妻子就可以离婚了。
And I think we have heard over and over again that women in those days do not have a place in society.
在那时候的女性在社会地位没有社会地位。
In fact, if a man marries a wife, the wife actually is the man's property.
如果男女结婚之后这个妻子是先生的财产之一。
And Moses permitted the man to divorce their wife because your hearts are hard, Jesus says.
他允许这样，因为是他们的心硬。
And he says the only reason is sexual immorality or porneia.
是唯一的许可是犯淫乱的缘故。
And again, Jesus is interpreting Deuteronomy 24 when he says that.
再一次的耶稣是指向这个生命记的24章。
So he interpret Genesis and now here he's interviewing Deuteronomy 24.
他一开始是在讲到创世纪，然后接下来在讲这个生命记。
And do you, and why I say that?
为什么会这样说呢？
Because in Deuteronomy 24 there's a phrase called something indecent.
这边生命记里面讲到说见他有什么不合理的事情就可以休息。
When this woman has something indecent or this something unclean, the man can write her a certificate of divorce.
有什么不合理的或者说不洁的时候就可以写休书。
And this phrase is not easy to interpret.
这个不合理的事情很难解释。
That's why the two rabbinic schools interpret it differently.
所以说两个拉比学院就有不同的看法。
And the Greek word porneia is also hard to interpret.
这个希腊原文源自这个pornia 这个字也是很难来翻译。
And so the context must be used to interpret it.
我们必须要看当时的情况和背景。
How that word is being used.
这个字是用在这边是什么意思？
So in the Old Testament, the word something unclean therefore cannot mean that, you know, something that that is found that you are not pure or not clean. You can go to the priest.And make an offering and then have the friend declare you cleansed after that.
在旧约里面所谓的不洁当有不洁的情况的时候是可以到祭司那边求祭司来洁净你。
But this unclean is something that stays with a person whether it's an action or a thought because the moment you see this person you recognize in the past he has done this or there's a stain to his life, his character thatThis why it cannot be cleansed by a ritual.
所以在这边讲说所谓不洁或是不合理的时候是表示是一个永久的没有办法祭司没有办法用仪式来移除的一个事。
So the man then can divorce the person.
所以在这个条件之下男人可以和妻子离婚。
And Jesus explained it as porneia.
耶稣这边说这个是淫乱。
And it means sexual immorality, that Greek word itself.
这个意思就是性的不道德。
But if in the context of how it's used, it's talking about any sexual unfaithfulness in the marriage.
这边就字面上来讲是说是任何性的不忠。
And so it's more than just an act.
不只是一个行为。
It is the motives behind it.
还有包括它的动机。
As well.
也包括它的动机。
And some translation translate this Greek word porneia as adultery.
有些翻译把这个淫乱porneia 这个字翻成adultery 就通奸。
I think the NIV does that.
我想这个我们这个英文的 NIV 是用这样翻译的。
But if I'm a Jew reading Matthew and Matthew is written to the Jews, I would not agree with the translation.
如果我是一个犹太人读马太福音的话，我不会同意这样子的翻法。
Because under the Jewish law, there is a law against adultery.
因为在犹太律法已经有来处理通奸的一些法令。
And we know that it is stoning to death.
我们知道这个是用石头打死。
And so if an adulteress is stoned to death, it makes remarriage possible because at the death of a spouse.
如果说是被石头打死的话，他的另外一半就可以再婚了，因为另外一半已经被石头打死了。
But because the word is so broad,To include all forms of sexual immorality,
因为这个字实在是定义太广了，是包括所有性的不道德。
And the context is talking about marriage, then it's talking about sexual faithfulness in your marriage.
所以在这边的定义其实是应该是说在婚姻里面对性的不忠。
And so we need to understand this.
所以我们必须要好好的了解它的经文。
How the word is being used, how in what context is being said.
不只是文字方面，还有它的背景。
And then, in the Old Testament, the laws, there are two kinds of laws.
在旧约时代有两种律法。
One you can call it the universal law.
一个是一般普遍的律法。
Universal law that, What we call in theology dogmas that cannot be changed.
就是一个它是一个教条，它没有办法改变的。
Okay, and so, like the Ten Commandments,
像是十诫
you can't change those commands.
它没有办法改变这个十诫。
But then there is a group of laws that actually Moses gave for them, the worshippers, how they conduct themselves in society.
另外的律法是他们怎么样在社会上来彼此来相处。
And so, this we will call the civil laws.
这个就是叫民法。
Which they are also to obey beside the dogmas.
他们除了教条的这个要遵守之外，也要遵守这些民法。
But they guide them how they behave and how they live with one another.
这个告诉他们如何来跟彼此相处，彼此来互动。
And so,Divorce, given my permission, by God to Moses, is under this category.
所以离婚的这个主题是在摩西的律法里面是民法下面的一个主题。
Okay, so we need to differentiate as well.
我们必须要先做这样子一个辨别。
And so, how do we apply all these things?
所以我们读这么多，要来怎么样来应用呢？
You know, porneia is not just an act, as I said.
淫乱并不只是一个行为。
It's being sexually unfaithful to your spouse.
是对你的配偶性的不忠。
And so, it includes your motive and your thoughts.
也包括你的动机和你的想法。
And Jesus said that the minute you start lusting after a woman, you already commit adultery.
耶稣也讲过说我们贪恋其他女人的时候我们就已经犯了奸淫了。
And so, you know, we think it is only an act.
我们认为是在行为上的约束。
But there are many other things in it.
但是包括这个其实是包括更广的层面。
And in Deuteronomy 24, if you read, and then when you come to the end of it, you'll find this statement, Do not bring sin upon the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
在生命记24章这边最后他有讲到说不可使耶和华你神所赐为业的地被玷污了。
You see, that's why I say when God gives us a law, it's not about giving it so that we can be happy, but it's so that we will not sin against him and against one another.
这就是为什么我说神给我们律法的时候不是要只是要规范我们生活或是让我们能够快乐他是要让他的名得到彰显。
In other words, there's a higher standard here.
换句话说，这个是有更高的一个啊、准则。
And if you understand how Jesus answered what he's trying to do, he's trying to tell them, hey, you guys have all these reasons for divorce, but as worshippers of Yahweh, you have to hold a higher standard.
这边在讲到说，耶稣回答的意思是说，你们有这么多的啊、教条，但是身为耶和华的敬拜者，你们要知道他的心意。
And the higher standard is marriage is lifelong, no divorce except for this reason, and no remarriage after your spouse, only after your spouse died.
所以他说这个离婚就是唯一的婚姻是一生之久一生一世，唯一的这个可以离婚的条件就是你可以在另外一方有信德不忠的时候。
And Deuteronomy 24:4, the end, also hold up a higher standard, that is, don't sin.Against God, like what you do.
生命在第二十四章第四节里面也有讲到说，不要行耶和华所憎恶的。
And then I mentioned earlier that we carelessly read the Bible.
我之前有讲到说，我们很多时候读经的时候就是很不太上心。
And this is where sometimes we are careless about Deuteronomy 24.
这个就是我们很多时候读这个生命记的时候会造成的错误。
Because if you do 3-4 carefully,
如果你三四节仔细的读的话
，and you think about it,
如果我们仔细的来默想的话
，can the divorced woman remarry?
一个离婚的妇女能够再婚吗
？After they are given a certificate of divorce,
即使他们收到了休书之后
，it seems they according to the examples given there, and at least there are two examples here.They can remarry.
这边看到的例子似乎是说他们是可以的。
But why are they allowed to do it?
为什么他们可以允许再婚呢
？And not the man, or nothing is said about the man.
那男人怎么办呢
？Why the man don't need the certificate of divorce, and why the man has the power to give the certificate of divorce to the woman?
为什么丈夫有这个权利写休书，而不是丈夫在这边完全没有记载离婚之后怎么样的生活呢
？And one of the reasons we mentioned earlier because woman is nothing in those days.
其中一个原因就是我们刚刚所说的，结婚之后妻子是先生的财产。
And the other is that because women in those days are not educated as men are. They don't have the skill because the skill is taught by the father to the son, not to the woman.How to do a trade, and men are expected to bring up and feed the family.
除此之外，妻子女性在那时候，她们没有谋生的技能，因为她们很大多的技能是由父亲交给儿子的。
So the man is dependent on, the woman is dependent on the man.
所以妻子是必须要靠着丈夫过活的，在那时候。
Unlike today, the woman, if there is a divorce, they can go out and find a job because of they are educated.And they can look after themselves.
已经跟今天的社会很不一样了。
And so we need to understand all these things as well.
我们必须要知道当时的这个历史背景。
And the men don't have to worry about whether they can marry or not because they can have many wives. Polygamy is accepted.
男人在这边没有记载，因为那时候他们可以娶多妻在多婚一夫多妻的情况是当时常常有看到的。
No, David.Solomon, they had many wives.
看大卫、所罗门王都有许多的妻子。
Were they condemned?
他们有被责备吗
？No,
没有。
And so, why then this certificate is important is because of that background.
所以我们必须要知道这个背景。
To protect the woman.
来保护女性。
But there's another thing, another person that they protect too, this certificate.
这个休书也保护了另外一个人。
That is the man who wants to marry her.
就是要娶这个被离婚的妻子的男人。
Because if that woman do not have the certificate, then if I like the girl and I want to marry her, I wouldn't dare to marry her because I'd be charged and accused for stealing somebody's property.
如果一个男人想要娶一个女子已经被离婚可是没有休书的话是不可能的。
And if I have any relationship with her,Then I can also be stoned to death because of committing adultery.
如果在这个女子没有拿到休书的情况下，这个想要娶她的或是跟她有关系的男子会被石头打死的。
So you see, the law when it's given is for a reason, and the permission is given for this particular situation.
所以在我们看到摩西律法这边给的一些记载，离婚的记载，其实是当时的情况，为了保护许多方。
So when we understand all these things, then we will not be too quick to be legalistic and too literal in our application.
所以我们当我们知道这个背景的时候，我们就不会太过律法主义，也不会太过自由，以自己的意思投射在里面。
Because these people who are going through that situation already have enough grief in their marriage, they don't need us to add on more grief to them.
经历过失婚或是经历过这种婚姻的变卦的弟兄姐妹，已经不需要我们再加更多的负担在他们身上了。
You see, the law is meant to protect.
律法是为了要保护
the weak and the wounded.
是要保护那些受伤并且是比较软弱的人。
It is not used, it's not to be used as an excuse.
不是用来作为借口。
To do what we want.
来做我们想要做的。
It's not meant to be used to condemn those who are in those situations.
更不是用来定罪那些在痛苦中的人。
You know, when we understand the purpose of the law, then we will not act and behave self-righteously.
如果我们真的知道说神在这个律法的心意的话，我们就不会以自义的方式来解读或是来表现出来。
And that's the Old Testament time.
那是在旧约的时候。
But when Jesus was speaking in Matthew, he was talking in a time when the Romans were the rulers.
马太福音这边讲到的是在罗马政权下的犹太社会。
And the Roman law is that marriageis strictly between one man and one woman too.
罗马的政府的法律是一夫一妻的制度。
You know, if you want to remarry another person legally, you must be divorced from your first wife.
所以你要合法的再娶你妻子以外的人的话，那必须要先离婚再说。
Of course, we are like that today, right?
所以我们今天的社会也就是这样的法律，不是吗？
But does it mean that everyone keep the law?
这表示所有人都守法吗？
Because some men have 小三 in, right? And so not everyone still keep the law. Yes, agree.
有些人就是律法这样的规定不见得表示人就会遵守。
But the disciple, when they hear Jesus' answer, you listen to their comment.
在这些门徒他们听到耶稣的回答之后，你看听他们怎么说的。
And you also will understand why they make such a remark.
你也知道说他们为什么会这样子回应。
When they hear this, when Jesus says, if you divorce, you don't get married until your wife pass away. And when they heard that, they says, if this is the situation between a husband and a wife, it's better not to marry.
耶稣说，如果说你和你的妻子离婚的话，你不能再婚直到你的另外一半死了。那他们的门徒就说，人和妻子既是这样，倒不如不娶。
Because they understood if I was to follow Jesus' prescription, therefore if I divorce, I cannot marry again.
他们知道说，如果说遵照耶稣的指示的话，离婚之后不能马上再婚。
And so here you see that Jesus actually raised a very high standard for them as his disciple.
耶稣对他的门徒定了一个很高的标准。
But we come to scriptures without fully understanding and take it to and interpret it the way we think it meant and use it for our own personal desire and gains.
很多时候我们读这些经文的时候，我们没有知道，并不知道这个神的心意，但是断章取义来用我们自己的方式来解读。
And in either case, if whether you are legalistic or you are liberal in your interpretation and application of the scriptures, your result is the same.
不管是律法派或是自由派，你的最后的结果是一样的。
Because at the end, you will say, I'm right, you are wrong, and you are wrong, I'm right.
如果就是都是二分法，不是你错就是我错。
So you become legalistic in your own ways, and you become dogmatic in your own ways.
所以我们就变成很律法主义，我们也变成很武断的来决定我是对，我是对的，你是错的。
Where the intent of the law is to protect the weak and the wounded.
但是神的心意是要保护那些弱势的、受伤的。
And the intent of the law is to maintain justice and righteousness.
最终的目的是要达到神的公义。
And so we need to take all of Scripture's teaching on a subject and then make sure that it is saying what it is saying.
所以我们必须要看看神在某一些题目上他所有的经节的 教训，然后来真正了解神的心意。
You know, because there are people who just take 1 Corinthians 7:15 to say that when you are free from all circumstances, it means that you are free to marry and to divorce and remarry.
有人看到更多前书说、啊、我们是自由人，就自由自在的能够离婚再婚的吗？
But the context, what is it really saying? We do not fully investigate.
啊，这是因为我们没有仔细的来查考神这个经文后背后的意义。
You know, that's how we come to scriptures.
这就是我们怎么样来正确来解经的方式。
But if you really study what Paul is writing in 1 Corinthians 7, you'll find that Paul holds the standard as Jesus.
我们如果看到更多前书第七章的话，我们是看到说保罗和耶稣的这个标准是一样的。
Because he says that, you know, in the kind of situation, in chapter 7, he talks about the situation between a man married to an unbeliever, and then 7:15 is the conclusion of his part, or on that part. He says, you know, right at 10, 11, 12, 13, he says to the man and woman, if you are in that situation, don't leave, don't divorce your spouse.
他在哥林多前书第七章这边他的给大家的这个教训是说，如果你说你在婚姻里面不要离开不要离婚。
And then in 1 Corinthians 7, at the end, 39, he says, marriage is permanent. Marriage is lifelong.
他在最后第七章最后是说婚姻是一生之久。
And then in Romans 7, he uses marriage to compare with the law that it is something that is permanent.
他在最后也讲到这个罗马书第七章也有讲到说婚姻就是一个是永恒的永久的，他的律法跟律法做比较。
And the problem we have so many different views today is because we truly don't understand the scriptures well, especially why it is given.
很多时候我们有不同的意见不同的看法，是因为我们没有仔细的来看到这个经文，仔细来查这个经文或是神为什么把这个经文放在里面。
And so I'm not going back to the office of a pastor.
有些人到牧师的办公室。
No, that's not what I mean.
牧师的位置。
I started off with talking about the office of a pastor to why this issue is also related to the office of a pastor.
一开始我讲到意思是说我们教会也经历过身为在教会的一些牧师的位置的一些人的一些标准。
Because question then is, can a person who is divorced and remarried can he or she hold those biblical office mentioned in the Bible?
我们的问题在这边的问题是说，如果说有一个人结婚再婚，或是他娶了离婚再婚的对不起，离婚再婚的另外一半，他有没有资格来担任牧师的位置？或是在教会领导的位置。
And many people have different opinion and ideas about it too.
这个当然有许许多多的不同的看法。
You know, thinking in light of how Jesus holds up this office as that we must, not this office, this standard, this higher standard for Christians.
想想看，耶稣对基督徒都已经有这么高的标准了。
With regards to marriage, divorce and remarriage.
对于离婚离婚再婚婚姻的一些标准。
And then Paul says in his writings that the person who holds such offices, they must be blameless and above reproach.
保罗说这个如果说是在教会的担任主要的职务的人要无瑕疵并且无可指责。
And then if you remember Deuteronomy 24 talks about the something unclean is not something that you can just wipe away ritual cleansing and it's okay.
在生命记24章我们想到刚所讲的不洁的事情是没有办法被洁净的。
But that stain and the mark is always there.
那个污渍是永远在那里的。
And Paul says that those who hold this office must be blameless and above reproach.
这边我们想到说，保罗说这个啊、教会的领导必须要无瑕疵、无可指责。
And Jesus says all Christians have to hold to a higher standard.
耶稣也说，所有的基督徒都要遵循这个高的标准。
So do you think this office that this biblical office, the person who holds that, must they hold a higher standard?
所以我们想一想，在教会里面，如果说是担任领导的位置，他们必须要守到这个比较高的啊、不可指责的标准吗？
And the answer is of course.
当然了。
Because if you suppose the lay people to be hold that standard, so with the office, it's even more so they must hold that higher office.
如果对于平信徒都是标准这么高的话，对于啊、负责的啊、教会的领导，那更是要啊、有更高的要求。
Some people challenge me when I say that.
有些人挑战我，当我说这样子的话的时候。
Because they know I'm a drug addict before.
他们知道我过去是一个、是吸毒的。
And so they say, if God can forgive you and make you a servant of God, why God cannot forgive them and make them?
他们说，如果说神
continue to be in office,
神都已经、赦免你，你可以做牧师，那怎么神怎么能够怎么不会赦免一个、离婚再婚的人呢？
The difference between me and that person is because there was this First Timothy and Titus 3 that demands that this office.Holds a higher standard, and based on Deuteronomy 24, that standard has not, you know, that stain and that mark goes with the person, because every time I look at him, I know he has done this, and so there is a biblical ground, and there's also a practical ground for why they should not. It's because can they be effective in ministry?
因为在提摩太前书、提多书里面讲到的。对于教会领导的位置的要求，还有《申命记》24章里面的这个圣经的一些基本的经文记载，表示说离婚再婚的神的心意，他这些是没有办法，无止是没是永恒的，是没有办法被洁净的。
You know, yes, God can forgive us.
当然，神都会赦免我们任何的人。
But there is this office that needs to be considered.
但是我们看到这个教会里面这个位置的话，我们必须要谨慎。
And if I have that stain, I cannot tell you not to divorce or remarry.
如果我本身已经是这样子的一个这个污渍，就是我已经本身是离婚或是有和离婚再婚的另外一半的话，我没有这个立场来告诉你。
You will say you can, why I cannot?
你会说为什么你可以离婚啊，我就不行，不能离婚
呢？ In fact, I can be like you.
其实我可以跟你一样啊。
I demand to be a pastor.
我希望能够也是成为一个牧师。
Right? So there is this practical reasons of the office for a person to be effective in ministry.
所以要有一个有效的事工的话，这样子可能成为一个拦阻。
And this is also called consequences.
这也叫做结果，后果。
If you look at the Old Testament, every time Israel sinned, God gave them some consequences.
在旧约每次以色列人犯罪的时候，神都给他们一些后果。
Although he forgives them.
当然神原谅他们。
You know, forgiveness doesn't mean no consequences.
神的原谅并不表示就没有后果了。
I hope you understand.
我希望你能够了解。
Because we have three language groups in this church.
我们这个教会里面有三种语言。
And within the three language group, even we have all differentideas and opinions with regards to this issue.
即使在每个堂里面自己也有很多不同的意见。
So as a pastor, I have to ask myself, yeah, I hold a conservative view, but how do I minister to such people?
我自己身为牧师，我是保守一个比较保守的原则，持守保守的原则，但是我怎么样了来、来这个牧养这个会众。
How do I understand myself as a pastor?
我自己怎么看我自己在做一个牧师呢？
I have a higher standard to hold.
我有一个更高的标准要来遵守。
I have an office that I must model to people this higher principle, higher standard.
我必须要在会众面前来做一个榜样，这是一个更高的标准。
And if I've lost all that, I must well step down.
如果我已经失去了这样子的一个这个公信，我倒不如就不要做了。
And in understanding my role as a pastor, my job is not to judge and condemn.
身为一个牧师的角色，我的角色也并不是来定罪。
I'm to be restoring people back to God.
我是希望能够回复神，回复人，能够回到神的面前。
I'm to help people to reconcile among themselves in the body of Christ.
希望彼此肢体之间彼此来互相的接纳，然后回到和好的状况。
You know, a lot of people do not understand the pastor's role.
很多人不了解牧师的角色。
And therefore, they expect the pastor to do this or the pastor to do that.
可能对于牧师有许多的预期。
And in asking them to do this and do that is according to what they think is right and wrong, according to how they understand scriptures.
他们说要求牧师的时候，也表示说他们对圣经的了解是牧师是应该做这些事情那些事情。
You see, the pastor's job is to hold the church, protect the church, like a shepherd protecting his sheep.
牧师的最主要的目的，最主要职责是做一个牧者，也就是要保护羊群。
And so if this issue divides us, we have to put aside our own personal views.
如果这一个议题要分裂教会了，我们必须要把我们自己的意见来撇开。
But trying to be biblical at the same time,gracious and loving like God.
我们必须要同时来遵守神的圣经里面的教导，而且要就是对弟兄姐妹有恩慈。
You know, if God dealt with us the way some of us deal with others, you know, we all will be damned forever.
如果神按照我们对其他弟兄姐妹方式来待我们的话，那我们很多人都已经就已经被定罪了。
But at the same time, we need to recognize.When it's sin, it's sin. When we do something wrong, it's wrong.
但是我们同时也要指出说，当犯罪的时候就是罪。
And we cannot try to justify or rationalize it away.
我们当圣经里面讲到这个是罪的话，我们并不能合理化，把这个罪合理化。
You see, Jesus is a man of truth and grace.
耶稣是蛮有真理，也蛮有恩典的。
You know, a lot of time, some of us are over on the side of truth.And some of us are too much over the side of grace, and we compromise God's truth for grace or too much truth without grace. That's our problem. That's our problem.
很多时候问题是在我们有些人是站在自己在认为自己站在真理这边而牺牲了恩慈，很多人是认为自己是在恩慈这边而牺牲了真理。
And that's.The pastor's job is try to bring it in harmony.
牧师的工作是要来调和的工作。
When we speak on the truth, we are strong on it. But when we apply the truth, we try our best to be gracious about it.
当我们站在真理之上的话，我们是大有能力的。当我们在施行的时候，蛮有恩慈的时候，也是能够为人所接受的。
And so you need to understand and not expect the pastors to beEverything to you and you alone.
所以大家要了解说，牧师的职责并不是只是单单针对某些弟兄姐妹而已。
And we understand that, then it makes the role of the pastors and the job he does much easier.
当我们了解牧师的职责的时候，牧师的这个位置也比较好做。
Because we try to be as close to the scriptures as we understand it.
因为牧师希望能够坚守圣经的真理。
Pastor Glenn and me, although we are conservative in nature, but we have areas that we don't agree.
即使潘牧师和林牧师在都是很保守的对一些事情的看法，但是并不是所有事情都是一样的看法。
But we agree that at least for the sake of the body of Christ, we will do things this way.
但是为了要让教会不被分裂，所以我们决定这个是我们施行的，我们所信的。
You know, some people ask me, you know, why I don't talk about this earlier.
有些人问说，为什么我不早一点讲这个主题呢？
Of course, being Chinese, you don't want to talk about all these things, right?
身为一个中国人，我们有些时候不太好意思讲这个议题。
But my answer to them is not this.
但是我的答案不是这个。
I say if I was speak this 2 years ago, you think people will listen?
我说如果两年前说的话，你想有人会听吗？
Because at that time, every one of us are emotional.
因为那时候我们大家都很情绪化。
we all have our own ideas about what is right and what is wrong.
我们自己有认为我们自己认定的对和错。
And therefore, we won't be able to hear each other.
所以我们没有办法听到彼此的声音。
No, even on the board, you know, we try to discuss it, we still cannot hear each other.
即使在长执会里面，我们每个人各抒己见，还是没有办法彼此交谈。
Because we are so stuck in our own ideas.
因为我们都相信我们所相信的。
Rather than let the scriptures speak to our hearts.
而不是像让经文来对我们说话。
And I hope, you know, today and the next one to come, that it will teach you how to let the scriptures speak for itself.
今天和下一次的主题就会，我们真的是回到圣经里面，让圣经对我们说话。
And actually, to me, those are pretty easy. It is the application that is the most difficult.
对我来讲，让圣经回到圣经是简单的部分，真正实行出来才是难的部分。
So may God help us.
求主帮助我们。
And especially when we come to the Lord's table.
尤其在我们来到主餐的时候。
We want to put aside our ideas and opinions and our views because Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and me, not because of what marital status we are in.
我们要把我们所有的想法、所有的一些过去的都放在一边，因为耶稣基督不管是我们在任何的情况下、婚姻的情况任何的情况，他都是在我们在的情况来拯救我们。
And so let's prepare ourselves for communion.
让我们准备我们的心来预备圣餐领圣餐。
谢谢林牧师的信息。知道在婚姻当中确实有许许多多的这些不同的情况，但我们知道我们是活在神的恩典和真理当中。让我们以这首诗歌雅歌作为我们今天对信息的回应，同时也请事务员上来收奉献。
主啊，你吸引我，我就快跑随你，我心深深与主迷心。虽然南风吹来，虽然北风心起，却依旧我愿中相起。我主全然美丽，我主满我心意，主你属我，主我也属你，纵水不能熄灭，大水不能淹没，我必爱主到底。主啊，你吸引我，我就快跑随你，我心深深与主迷亲。虽然南风吹来，虽然北风兴起，却依旧我愿中相起。我主全然美丽，我主满我心意，主你属我，主我也属你，纵水不能熄灭，大水不能淹没，我必爱主到底。